And we shall begin this moment together. We're all sitting today in meditation. So find your comfort to sit for the next half hour. Find your peace, your peaceful place in this temple of a human body. As I like to remind everybody, we are spirit wearing this human bodysuit. On this solstice of 2023, winter solstice, for those of us in the northern hemisphere, summer solstice down in the southern hemisphere. Solstice, a powerful word. It comes from the Latin sol, for sun, of course, and siste, or sistere, which means to stop. And I think we forget the power of the solstice. We think of it as the extreme, how the sun and earth in relationship appear to reach their extreme relationships together. But in fact, what it really means is to stop. And the ancients knew this because they perceived the sun at its extreme in the winter solstice to actually stop its movement, the movement that they paid so much attention to for their crops, for their lives, for their cycles. But all of a sudden, once a year, far into the south of the horizon, the sun appeared to stop for a couple of days. And that must have really affected the ancient people. And they had to ask themselves, why is our sun stopping? What is this message? As we understand the sun and the stars to be extremely critical influences in our life, spiritual entities, sometimes gods, depending on what your belief system is. And when the sun stopped, the message was, maybe we should stop too. What in me is moving at a place, at a speed that needs to slow down and stop and observe? Because if the sun can do it, sol sistere, if the sun can choose to stop, then maybe I can choose to stop and understand what the spiritual and metaphysical influences of stopping can be in my life. So close your eyes, and in that closed eye space, I'd like you to meditate on and embrace the concept of stopping. Of course, everything in life is in constant motion. At the deepest levels, everything is moving. Yet we can choose with our intention to bring a slowing down and a stopping of how we perceive the experience of this moment. Can I come into heart space, into heart resonance? And just like the earth and sun reach the extreme of my potential being in this moment, and feel what that heart resonance can be when I stop the inner chatter, stop the intellectual mind, stop the survival mind from playing out that conditioning, and enjoy and embrace the quiet of this heart-centered, intuitive mind. Only then, as I breathe into that quiet, can I see what is required to stop and what is beneficial to keep moving. This level of discernment brings us into our true power. And our power is here in this middle Dantian heart space. And it's only here that we can truly be grounded, truly be centered. as the heart intuitive mind is the pathway to Shen, to spirit, to the truth of who we are. So as you listen to that quiet within you, look around. Look around that center and find your true self. Find the self defined not by your conditioning, but by the intuitive mind, by your Shen spirit vibration, by your heart resonance. And breathe into that space. And keep your eyes closed, and I'd like you to place your tongue above the hard palate, above the upper row of teeth, as if you make a physical gesture, a body mudra, to connect that front line, that rune meridian energetic, up from your heart, up to the pineal gland, the central focus of your brain center, a mirror of your spiritual center. And with your eyes closed, touch your thumb and pinky finger, gently and relaxed. Slowly bring your middle finger to touch your thumb. Just feel it gently, with wu-wei ease and effortlessness. Feel the pinky touching the thumb, the middle finger touching the thumb and pinky tips. And just relax in that place, knowing that like the tongue touching your hard palate, your fingertips have now activated the jingmai of the heart and lungs in a very unique mudra. For we bring the heart protection channel of the middle finger to the heart center core of the pinky. And those acupuncture meridians weave together just as we are all weaving together in this Wei Qi field. Feeling our third field, overlapping energetic fields, all connecting. And we've come together in this meditation with an intention. And this intention is for world and inner peace. But first, we've prepared. We started with the centering and grounding and heart resonance focus. Going first to that feeling, so then we can set our intention from that feeling space. And then we use our body positioning, squeezing of our belly on the exhales and the touching of the fingertips and the tongue, each to activate qi, intention and breath and body position all work together to amplify the probability of activating qi at a level above survival, to move us from survive to thrive. This is how we set the foundation for our meditation. And my voice simply reflects your hearts and your voice. As I speak about our embracing and visualization for world peace, and this peace can only be achieved through our inner peace, through the peace that we choose to see within us, through our grounding and centeredness, through our choice to move our locus of attention to our heart resonance, and to set our intention from that vibration. We are being asked to see peace, to feel peace in the present of this moment. We're being challenged not to pray for peace or to hope for peace or to wait for peace, but to be peace in this moment, to be able to choose to see and embrace, to visualize with that powerful Yi inner visualization, peace and all it means for you and your loved ones, and your friends and acquaintances, and those who challenge you, even those who may have hurt you. And we are asked to bring that into the presence of heart resonance first and foremost, before we ever think about peace for the world around us beyond that circle. So first it starts with ourself. Feel that peace within you, as we've done by connecting heart and lungs, bringing that powerful middle Dantian region in our chest with those two powerful organ centers in their highest vibration. And we use these alchemical connections because the heart can radiate joy when anxiety is transformed. And the lungs that vibrate at grief can be transformed into empathy. And we are being asked in the deepest way to call upon our empathetic nature to be able to sense and embrace a presence of peace within ourselves. And then to watch that like a growing orb radiating out beyond our heart space to embrace our body, to feel our body with deep self-love and appreciation for this miracle of this human bodysuit, knowing we are infinite consciousness, knowing ourselves through this human experience, and what plays out within us every minute of every day is mirrored out into the world around us. And with each breath, we have an opportunity of the cycle of birth and death. Each inhale, the reminder, the epigenetic pathway to the first breath we ever took. And each exhale, the energetic connection to the last breath this body will ever take. A complete life cycle in each breath. Become that life cycle. Find peace within that. Transform fear into intuition, and it brings us back to the intuitive mind heart center. The only mind that allows us to come into presence. And in this presence, we can visualize peace, a peace that exists whole and complete in this moment, a perpetual moment, just as the solstice reminds us to stop. We come back into this moment and stop. Stop the pathways to the past. Stop the pathways to the future. Fold the timeline into this present moment. And remember, that's where our true empowerment lies. And as we sense that peace within us, and we feel the group energy of our Wei Qi interconnectedness, we know that thoughts and intention are energy, electromagnetic waves that build upon each other naturally in this physical realm of space-time. So as you move that orb of energetic Wei Qi around your body outward, embrace the group that we are, that have come together in a safe space with a common intention for world and inner peace. And breathe into this group vibration. There is power in numbers. Feel yourself woven into the fabric of our collective. Remember your power as a conscious being. And place that conscious attention into heart resonance so the vibration can be in alignment with love. Love is the attention you place with heart resonance. And as our circle expands from our group, continue to breathe into this expansion as we radiate out across the space of our physical world and embrace this planet. As we see it from our intuitive mind, we realize this planet is not that big at all. When we quiet the intellectual mind that uses judgment and space and time, we're no longer bound by those limitations of the five senses. When we quiet our survival mind, she no longer intrudes to isolate us. And when we listen to the heart resonant intuitive mind, we can see the earth as if it floats right in front of us. As if all the billions of people, of conscious beings, sentient souls on this planet, are embraced in a field of energy that floats right in front of your chest, in front of your heart resonant middle dantian. See it there. Every time you want to reach out and see distance, say thank you for showing me the edge of my trust, and bring that trust back into a perspective that can fold time and space. It's your birthright. You're able to do this. You are born to do this. So be this presence. See the whole of this planet in a gentle floating space in front of you. You are entangled with every atom that exists in every person, animal, plant, and rock on this planet. Your intuitive mind knows this. Trust it. Allow it to be. Sense the way that you are connected, what you feel in this moment. Sense that interconnection. And then trust that you share a third field, an overlapped energetic field with every person on this planet. And I invite you to see a presence of peace and love in that field you share. Sensing one senses all. And the more you can visualize that presence of being and interconnectedness, deepen your feeling around it. The energetic fractal weaves us together, that even the few that you can think of envelop all sentient beings on this planet. stay in your presence. Fold space and time into this singularity of this moment of heart space. Allow your heart resonance to radiate into those third field connections. Trust in how our soul threads weave the fabric of our interconnectedness. And that's the space we are asked to radiate heart resonance love into. To see peace for all sentient creatures. Without detail, without any intellectual or survival mind facts, but a feeling. Your power is in the feeling, and radiate that feeling. Right now, this presence, this sensation that radiates from your being and embraces the whole of the planet like the way that you would hold a little baby and hold her with deep love and protection. With no expectations, simply a sense of comfort, an unconditional love. Feel the way your fingertips touch. This is a mirror of your energetic touching to every soul on this planet. Everything about who you are and what makes you who you are is only true because of the way it is interconnected with others who know who they are, and the many who don't know who they are, yet the principles continue and express. And it is our choice and our calling as awakened souls. Call to this moment to truly be infinite consciousness, knowing itself through our human experience. And in that knowing, we remember our purpose in life. That purpose to be fully integrated in mind, body, and spirit. To remember heart resonance an intuitive mind connection to the infinite resource of chi, life force, energy all around us. And when we can remember this infinite resource, we're given a gift. And in that gift of abundance, in that gift of remembering our true nature that transcends the physical limitations of the five senses, we then have a responsibility to live life a certain way. A responsibility to respond to that knowing and breathe into that knowing with each breath cycle. Each life and death cycle. Through every breath of every minute of every day. And in that embrace of the life-death cycle, we transcend the fear of death because we remember at the deepest level that we are more than this physical body, even more than these conditioned minds. And that internal, infinite sense of spirit is what connects us to each other and to the truth of who we are. And this is the path of peace. Our peace is the world's peace. The peace we model in everything we do is the gift of peace we give to each person we interact with. peace that we feel in our heart resonance is that which we share to the third fields of the billions of people we will never know. In this lifetime, we have an opportunity to know them on the energetic level and to not pray for peace or wait for peace or hope for peace, but to be peace. As the sun and earth show us on this winter solstice, to stop, to reach the extreme of who you believe yourself to be, and stop and return back to the truth. So breathe into your heart space. Feel the beating of your heart. Trust that physical beating is a mirror of the energetic pulsing that radiates into your Wei Qi field, that radiates into the field that extends beyond three-dimensional space. Feel the activation of Qi. Sense how activating that life force energy permeates every cell in your body. And in that activation, you become more than you thought you were. In that activation, you remember the truth of why we are here as conscious beings in a physical bodysuit. Breathe and exhale. Squeeze and release what no longer serves your highest good. And relax your belly on the inhales and welcome all that comes in through being awake. The effortless action of receiving the gifts of being awake in this body, mind, spirit dance. And every moment of peace you feel, let the next exhale radiate that peace out into the world and set that vibratory flux in a way that makes it available for others who are not so fortunate to have an intuitive sense that there is something more, something beyond their suffering. This is the gift we give the world. When you wake up, you can only be a model for supporting others. This is our prayer today, to listen to the earth and sun as the teachers they are, to remind us to reach our extreme of what we think we are, and then stop and embrace the truth of who we are. Exhale deep. Let go of what no longer serves your highest good. That will be a gift to the world around you. Inhale. Remember your infinite connection to infinite Qi. Nothing to store, protect, save, or get rid of, except for the beliefs we have about limitations. We are infinitely connected with infinite resources. And it's our opportunity to wake up, to activate Qi, and become the purpose of life that you have been asked to embrace. This is peace. This is the peace you radiate with every breath you take. stay in this quiet for a minute. Keep your eyes closed and slowly open up your fingertips. Sense that feeling in your hands, the Laogong points in the palms that connect to your heart protection channel, helping us to open up that protective field to radiate our heart outwards. Keep your eyes closed and bring your hands over your chest, one hand over the other, to feel kinesthetically all that we experienced in this meditation. Feeling the warmth and comfort of your hands over your chest, over the middle dantian. Shoulders relaxed. Hands gently pressing. To feel that security of coming back into our physical form. To make a commitment to listen to that physical form with the intuitive mind. To listen deeper to its messaging, to its call for inner peace and healing. To trust our intuitive mind as the bridge to our subconscious. And listen to that voice in a deeper way. Keep your eyes closed, pull your hands away, and face your palms away from your body. In a gesture of radiating that heart resonance out into the world. One more minute of intentional peace embrace. Radiating this heart resonance to all on this planet. To the third field we share with each person, that interwoven field, deeply below our ability to consciously sense it, but deep in our heart to know it. So know it in that place and hold that vibration of peace in this present moment. This is what we do as a group. This is the power of souls and hearts coming together in alignment and trust and safety. And bring your hands back over your heart again. Always remember to come back home after any long journey and return to that place. To make that commitment to your path and to know how deeply that path is supported by others who've made the same commitment on this journey. And exhale, relax your hands and open your eyes. Maybe roll your head a little bit, relax your neck muscles. Lift your shoulders up and then drop them down. Just let go of anything that may have held in this space. And let's thank each other in gratitude for coming together in this moment on this beautiful day, my favorite day of the year, the reminder to stop and be present.